Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to thank you. We just want to lift you up and glorify you on today, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great. You, God, is greatly to be praised. There is nobody else, Father God, that can compare, or nobody else that is equal to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega. You, God, is the beginning and the end. Hayyelomosi. You, God, is the game changer. You are the one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that sits high and looks low. Huh? So we want to exalt you on today and glorify you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship. We don't want to be modest or too cute or even worry about what nobody else doing or who here and who not, God. But we want to give you all the salutations, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are worthy of it, God. We want to give you our best on today, God. We don't want to be our mama nerlobosi, ayerlobosi, only worrying about ourselves, God. But we want to put our affections on you. We want to look unto you, for which cometh our help, Lord. Our help coming from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. You, God, is the one that deserve all the salutations. You, God, is the one that deserve us to bow down before you, because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You are all sovereign. You are all powerful. You are almighty. You, Father God, in your most shunned and see. Oh God, you are my mind in the see. You are the only one true and living God. And we want to give it to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let you know that we are acknowledging you, Lord. We may not acknowledge you as often as we should. We may not acknowledge you, Father God, in any and everything in our lives, Lord. But you require us to acknowledge you, to acknowledge you in everything, God. But sometimes, Lord, we get so consumed and so wrapped up, we can't hear. And we don't, God. But right now, God, we want to acknowledge you right now as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. You, God, is the epitome of our creation. You are the epitopic of everything that we are. It is you, God. It's you, God. You are the reason for it all, Lord. Hey, God. And we want to bless you. We want to bless you with the fruit of our lips and the clapping of our hands and the stomping of our feet and in a dance. We want to bless you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We want to give it to you, Lord, because you are worthy of it. We want to give it to you, God, because we love you. We want to tell you how much we love you, because we don't tell you enough, God. We love you with every muscle and every fiber in our being, God. We love you with all our heart, body, mind, soul, and with all our might, God. Not because it was written or required, but simply because we delight in doing so. We are my mind, and it almost she, I get it almost see. Hey, God. Hey, God. We glorify you, God, because you are worthy. We glorify you, God, because it is due you. We glorify you, God, because we love you. Oh, mama, there is nobody that is like you. Nobody that is like you now, then, and even to come. You are truly one of a kind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we exalt you on today. Oh, mama, you say enter your gates with thanksgiving and enter your courts with praise. We're not going to be worrying about nothing else, Lord, but we're going to concentrate on you. We're not going to be distracted with the cares of this world and this life, Lord, because we're focusing on you. We're not going to be, oh, mama, oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. We love you, Lord. We exalt you. We give you all the salutations. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, we tell you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that is so much, Lord, that we are facing, God, is so much, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be in a place of despair. But right now, God, we want to empty it all out unto you right now, God. We want to give you every problem, every concern, every worry, every fear, and every tear. We want to give you all this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that have a tendency to consume us, God. It conflicts us in our minds. It's heavy on our hearts. We can't carry it, Lord, because it's causing us to be imbalanced, Lord. And if we are imbalanced, Lord, it causes us to tilt over. And we don't want to get in a place of wavering. We don't want to get in a place of doubt. Oh, God, so we're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It don't matter what nobody say. We're giving it to you, God, in the name of Jesus. It don't matter what nobody think. We're giving it to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It don't matter how nobody act. We're giving it to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're emptying ourselves out right now, God. We're not going to be conflicted. We're not going to be restricted. We're not going to be varied, because you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are my mother, so lift your people up. Lift them up on today, God. Lift your people up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may have me on my mind, that they may have the courage that they need, Father God, to lift up a standard for you, Father God, and face their fears. Face their fears, God, with courage. Face their fears. Oh God, have the courage to face these things, Father God, as they salute you. Lord, let not your people, Father God, be on my mind. Continue to fall by the wayside. Let not your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue to slide down that slippery slope. Let not your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be self-willed. Oh God, trying to please others. Trying not to do this and do that, because they don't want to step on their toes. But let your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have the courage that they need, Lord, to hold their integrity and lift up a standard for you. Oh God, you know what each and every last one of us need on tonight. You know us name by name. You number the very hairs on our head. I'm asking you to comfort your people on today, God. As we get ready to go forward in Tuesday teaching, Lord, I'm asking you to be in our midst. Be in our midst on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we need to obey Sunday to obey. Oh God, that we may be able to assess some things, release some things, Father God, discuss some things, talk about some things, God. Oh God, complete some things. The Lord said he completed some things. Oh God, we thank you for the completion of it, God. We thank you for the completion of it, Lord. Oh, mama, nerelobosia, yerelobosha, nerelabasia. Oh, mama, nerelobosha, nerelabasia, yerelobosia. Oh, God, give your people the clarity that they need, and even the understanding, Lord, that they won't be in a stupid state, that they won't be confused, because you are not a God of confusion, but a God of love, power, and of a sound mind. Give them soundness in their minds on today, God. Let not your people be a babasinoboshia. Stabilize, ground, root, anchor your people, Father God, that they will have a solid foundation. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord, for your people, even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.